Hey, welcome back. What was it like paying attention to hedonic tone, the pleasantness or unpleasantness in your experience? What did you notice? Sometimes when we pay attention, we notice that things we thought we liked aren't quite as pleasant as we thought they were. Or we notice that things we thought we didn't like aren't quite as unpleasant as we thought they were. What's the most obvious kind of unpleasant hedonic tone? For lots of us, that's physical pain. Let's say you accidentally touch a hot pan on the stove. Ouch! Our brains register pain. Our skin says it is being damaged, and our body reacts, and we pull our hand away. Hedonic tone is really helpful in this way. If something is unpleasant, we move away to protect ourselves. The trouble is, if we don't understand what's happening in our brains, unpleasant hedonic tone can take over our lives. There are plenty of times when we feel unpleasant hedonic tone that isn't dangerous. You might have a really bad itch on your nose, but maybe right now isn't a good time to touch your face. Or maybe someone says something that hurts your feelings, and you want to say something hurtful back. Itches and hurt feelings usually aren't dangerous, but they are unpleasant. And our brains think we need to react immediately to make the unpleasant go away. But sometimes it's just not skillful to react immediately. Your homework for the next couple of days is to keep paying attention to hedonic tone, the pleasant and unpleasant in your experience. And if you're feeling very brave, when you experience unpleasant hedonic tone, as long as it's not dangerous, you might pause for a moment and pay attention. What does this itch actually feel like? What does that hurt feeling actually feel like? What is it like to rest in unpleasant hedonic tone, even if only for a second? Okay, good luck. See you next time.